This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabon. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin. Simen Gimel, we're up to Siv Zayin. Hamatel Mayim Min HaTzofim V'lefnim. One who has to urinate from the Tzofim and closer. What is Tzofim? Perosh Makoim She'echoylim Lirois Misham Harabayis. A place that you could see from there, the Temple Mount. And from there on, you can no longer see it. Meaning, from the first spot that you're able to see the Temple Mount, Loy Yeshev Upanav Klape HaKodesh. You should not sit down facing the Kodesh, Ela Litzafan Oladaram, or rather to the north or the south, O Yisalek HaKodesh Litzadan, or you should somehow remove the Kodesh to the side. So what exactly does this mean? This is talking about someone who is urinating in an area where they could see the Temple Mount from there. So one should not sit down opposite the Kodesh, but rather you should face the north or south, or put the Kodesh toward the side. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Yod Gimel, Lo Yeshev Upanav. You should not sit with your face, Kein Sarach Loimar. That's what it should say. Not that Yeshev you should sit, but you should put in the word Loi. You should not sit. This is the opinion of the Taz and other Achrayim. Ela Letzafayin. Now, presumably, north or south is the explanation of Yisalik HaKodesh Letzadim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, V'adin imachoyrav klapei HaKodesh shari ba'atalas meraglam. One would be allowed to urinate with his back toward the Kodesh. V'ayim b'ber ha'gra shehiskim. Look in the Ber HaGra, he agrees, that afilu min hatsoifim v'lachutz, even from beyond the tsoifim, meaning you're in the direction of the Temple Mount, you're facing the Temple Mount, but you can't exactly see it. Implan upon of klapei HaKodesh, if you're facing the Kodesh, asur b'hatalas meraglaim. It is prohibited to urinate. Okay, next halacha. Asur la'amoid lipanois lahedya neged beis haknesses or beis hamedesh. It is prohibited to defecate explicitly in the direction of a shul. Why? D'lo yehi miklal mi shenemar aleihem v'achareihem al heichal Hashem. So you're not included in this terrible umbrella category of those who their back is toward the Heichal. So now the question is, well, what if the bathroom of the shul is positioned in a way where when a person sits to defecate, their backside is toward the shul? So he says, V'chein lo yasa beis hakise mechuven neged beis haknesses or beis hamedrash, shelo yehe hapiyat bas megula negdam. Also, don't make a bathroom directly opposite the shul or the beis medrash, so that the orifice where a person excretes is not revealed, is not right opposite. However, the eitza is v'mboine koisa be'emza. If aside from the bathroom partition, you also have a wall, v'mboine koisa be'emza. If you build a wall in between, lahavsik, to interrupt, bein mechitzas beis hakise lebeis haknesses, between the mechitza of the bathroom and the beis haknesses, l'choira ein lahachmir, l'choira, you don't have to be machmir. So this is talking about, let's say, if the bathroom itself is consisted of a partition, and then you build an additional wall, that's okay. The Dershu Mishneh Berurah brings that you should be careful that the odor of the bathroom does not reach the shul. But what does the Mishneh Berurah mean that if you build a wall in the middle to separate between the mechitza of the Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaKnesses? Normally in our bathrooms, the mechitza of the Beis HaKiseh is on the sides of the Beis HaKiseh, on the sides of the toilet, or in front of it. In back of it is usually just the regular wall. So according to what this Mishnah Berurah is saying, it would seem it's not sufficient. In other words, if the back, if the bathroom is situated in a way where a person's defecating in the direction of the Beis HaKnesses, you don't really have a mechitza plus an additional wall. In most cases, you just have the actual wall, so that might be an issue. Sivches, kishenifne basade. If someone is defecating in the field, imhu achoyre hagader, if he's behind a fence, yipanamiyad, you can defecate right there and then. So if you're in a field, if there is some kind of wall and you're behind the wall, so you can defecate right over there. Vabika in a valley, so then, and there's no partition, yisrachik ad makam shal yuchal chaveroi lirois peruai. Go far away enough that your friend does not see where you're uncovered explicitly. It says Mishabru Yipanamiyad. Why? Dha'in chaver royas peruai. Because if you're behind the wall, so the wall is interposing, and your friend will not be able to see where you are uncovered outright. V'chein bechatzer achoyrei koisal habayis, or in a courtyard behind the wall of a house. So you're separated by the wall of the house. I even though your friend is hearing the sound of, so to speak, the ear passing through. In other words, your friend is hearing what you're doing. Your friend is hearing the sound of excreting. And maybe that's shameful, and maybe you need to distance yourself much further so that maybe it's a lack of tznius for your friend to hear the sound. Ein bekach klum. That's not a halachic issue. If your friend hears the passing of gas in the course of defecating, that is not a lack of modesty. It's just embarrassing for the person. In other words, that's your problem. That's not a halachic problem. That's your problem. If you don't mind that your friend hears your shame, so to speak, then you don't mind, then fine, then you could do it. In other words, you might have thought, this whole siman is based on Hilchos Tznius. Tznius is a dairaisa. So regardless, irrespective of whether you're embarrassed, you're not embarrassed, this is a matter of modesty. So there's certain objective standards of modesty. The fact that your friend hears the koil itush, that's not a violation of the objective standard of modesty. It might be embarrassing for you, and if you don't want it, so then get a soundproof bathroom. But if you don't mind, then it's not a halachic issue. Okay, fine. Sivkatan tezayin, peruai. Meaning if you're in a valley, go far away enough where your friend cannot see you uncovered outright. Ritzoloimar, meaning to say giluyai, where you're uncovered. Mashimagala mi besarim alafan of oimel achrov. In other words, you want to distance yourself. Not just your friend doesn't see the actual pi tabas, the area where the excrement is coming out of, but any uncovered part of the body which is being uncovered for the sake of going to the bathroom. V'afal pi sharoya es gufay v'shamea kol ito shaloi shari. The fact that somebody sees the rest of your body which is covered or hears the sound of one going to the bathroom, that's not a problem. The problem is to see any giloi basar. Sif Tess. This is based on the Gemara Shabbos Daf Pebes. Loi yeshev b'mehera. Don't sit quickly. Uvechoizek, or unusual force. V'loyenois lidchoik atzniyos medai. Don't force yourself to push too hard. Shlo yenatek shinei hakarkashta. You don't want to tear the teeth of the muscles that push the excrement out. In other words, pal, relax. You know, it's going to happen. Just give it some time, but don't push excessively. It could be dangerous. You know, the person doesn't want to get a hernia. The person doesn't want to cause any problems in that area. Sif Yud. Loi yikanach biyad yamin. Do not wipe yourself with your right hand. When a person wipes themselves after defecating, one should not use their right hand. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mivnei shekoysher ba tefillin al zroya hasmali. Because the right hand is very chashav. because you use your right hand to tie the tefillin on the left. So the obvious question is, but you put the tefillin on the right hand. So you would think, if anything, the left hand you shouldn't wipe. So the Levushe Srad on the Taz says, you don't really put the tefillin on the hand, you put the tefillin on the arm. So it's not usur to wipe with that hand. But the tying of the tefillin, you do with the hand itself. That's very interesting. The Dershu Mishnah Berurah brings the Levushe Srad. So in other words, the tying of tefillin you do with the right hand, but the placing of tefillin is more on the arm than the hand. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second. The Dershu brings down to wipe drops of urine with your right hand. The Beis Yosef brings in the name of the Mukhi Yosef, that's permitted. And let's say you're going to kill a bug. You know, let's say you're going to kill a bug. He brings the Eliyahu Rabba that it's possible that it's permitted with the right hand. And says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'oy tamim achirim ayin b'gemara." There are other reasons why you should not use your right hand to wipe. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Beis brings the reason, either because the Torah is given with the right hand, shenemar miminoi eish das lamai, or you usually put your right hand, you put it into your mouth, or because you use it. If you're helping out the Baal Koyre to make, you know, the Darga severe, you're motioning to the Baal Koyre where to stop, so the right hand has Kedusha. And therefore, you should avoid using your right hand for wiping. Now, what about a woman? A woman doesn't put on tefillin. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a woman should also be careful not to wipe with her right hand. Again, even though she doesn't put on tefillin, but you have the other reasons. Hashem gave the Torah with his right hand. However, the Chida and the Machzik Bracha says that a woman does not have to be careful about these halachas. We'll get to a lefty in a moment. Now, the whole reason why the left hand is preferable is because the right hand puts on the tefillin, but the left hand, you only put tefillin on the arm, but you do put it on the finger. Oh, v'toiv lizarm lekanech be'etzba ha'emtsoi shekar chalav ratzua. It is correct to be careful not to use the middle finger to wipe yourself. Even when you use the left hand, you should avoid using the left finger. V'kasua achroinim, achroinim, right? Iter yad, a lefty, shekolin yon avoyis b'smol, he does everything with his left hand. Mekaneach b'smol, he wipes with his left hand. B'smol didei, meaning he wipes with his left hand, which is basically the right hand. So a lefty that puts tefillin on his right hand is going to wipe with his right hand. If the guy's ambidextrous and he does some things with his right hand and some things with his left hand, we'll have to see in the Bir Halacha. The Taz and the Magen Avram write that the Gemara brings three reasons to wipe with one's left hand. So according to the Svara, that you wipe with the left hand because you tied tefillin with the right hand, so then a lefty should wipe with his right hand. According to the reason, because he motions for the Baal Koyre normally with his right hand, so the lefty would usually do with his left hand. But, and according to the reason that he puts his hand to his mouth, so again, all three reasons of the Gemara are the opposite by a lefty, because a lefty will tie the tefillin with his left hand, and he'll motion for the Baal Koyre with his left hand, and he'll put his hand to his mouth with his left hand. Says the Taz, what about according to the reason that Hashem gave the Torah with his right hand, so then maybe a lefty should be like everybody else? No, Hashem gave it with his right hand, because that's the stronger hand. So for the lefty, his stronger hand is his left hand. So even according to that reason of the Gemara, the wiping would be switched to the right hand. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.